Thanks, Greg. Yes, we have caught up with Louis Langrée. It's so great to have you back in Philadelphia.
Oh, it's so wonderful for me. I mean, not only the level of this orchestra and of its musicians, but also their spirit is something absolutely wonderful. And what is wonderful in this program is not only how to play these pieces, but what to say, what do we interpret? And that's wonderful. It's just a pleasure of painting with sound.
So do the details of these stories guide you in your approach to what sounds you bring out of the orchestra?
Absolutely. I mean, you just heard the second piece, Le Chasseur Maudit, when the horns are producing this ugly vinegar sound, you know, with the hand stopped. We have to enjoy making this weird sound, and we need to know what is happening to this hunter. And suddenly the devil approaching, and this course à l'abîme, to the abyss. We need, I would say then anyone can create his or her own story. Of course, with the Sorcerer's Apprentice, everyone on the planet has in mind these fabulous, genius images of Mickey Mouse. But let's not forget that when this piece was written, Walt Disney was not even born. So it's not making music on a story. It's just creating this music from the Goethe poem. And then, of course, it's certainly this Fantasia movie, which make this piece one of the most popular pieces ever written. And the Philadelphia Orchestra owns this piece.
It's really wonderful. And it's interesting that the first two pieces by Saint-Saëns and Franck were written about the same time. And they were both organists as well. And I understand you grew up listening to your father play the organ. Do you think that familiarity with the organ informed the way they wrote for an orchestra? Because an organ can play so many different sounds.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. But also, you mentioned that my father was an organist. And sometimes they like to make some jokes, even inside the church. And I think the pleasure for organists to depict these totally blasphematory pieces. I mean, in the Danse Macabre, you have the dies irae, but turned into a grotesque waltz. So it's not only the pleasure to play that or to quote that, it's also the fun to make it completely weird and blasphematory. So the conception of orchestration with Franck is quite often with blocks, you know, like you add, how do you say, a registration.
Yes.
With Saint-Saëns, it's a little bit different. Yes, he was an organist. He was also a pianist. And one can feel that this individuality of timbre. I mean, there is orchestration and there is instrumentation. And orchestration is for this collective sound and energy. Instrumentation is also showcasing the individuality of each player. And Saint-Saëns has that marvelously well. And in this piece, I must say that Franck has that too. It, from all the pieces that I know from him, it's so special and specific. Actually, if I wouldn't know that it was written by Franck, I could have imagined that it was written, had been written by Berlioz. I mean, speaking of Halloween, of Symphonie Fantastique, or the Chasse Royale and Orage in Les Troyens, all these pieces, there is, and probably even more because they were organists, so they had to behave. Suddenly the pleasure of swearing in music.
That's great. And you say he was like Berlioz because of the same way he brought out these different instruments in a kind of irreverent way.
Absolutely. It's not only being irreverent, it's enjoying to be irreverent. And we musicians have this same pleasure on stage. I mean, you can behave like you would never behave in real life.
How is Halloween observed in France?
Well, it doesn't exist. It vaguely started 10 years ago, but it was more commercial, you know, to sell candies. But now it's very American. It doesn't exist otherwise.
Yet these pieces all seem pretty perfect.
Yes, definitely. I mean, starting with this first half, completely Halloween-esque, and now going into the second half with Ravel and the mystery and the magic and the special light and this shimmering colors. Daphnis is just a miracle of orchestration.
And every time you're experiencing it anew. You are the music director of the Cincinnati Symphony and also of mostly Mozart Festival in New York City. What does music mean to you personally?
Music is just the expression of life. You know, quite often, and thank you for not asking to me this question, people ask me, so outside of music, what is your hobby or what is... I never know what to answer because music is just part of the life. I mean, when you hear a Neapolitan sixth or a third of Picardy, what does it mean? It means that suddenly you have this wonderful sunshine, like the third of Picardy, or little cloud. We experience that hundreds of times every day. So music is not something completely apart from the life. Music expresses that. And going to a concert is not only discovering pieces. It's also, and I would say it's primarily discovering or rediscovering our own secret garden and making it vibrating. So often, isn't it, I mean, strange, the concert experience, because in a way, you forget yourself from this hectic day, you know, and you just arrive on the last minute on the concert and suddenly you can forget everything. But in the same time, you don't forget it. You're reconnected with your own sensitivity and sensibility. And not only you reconnect with your own, but you share it with the other. I mean, everyone in the concert will feel something a little bit different because we don't have the same sensitivity, we don't have the same character, we don't have sometimes the same culture, etc., etc. Like a book. When you read a book, sometimes when you love the book, you have the feeling that this book speaks about you, and you had the feeling that you were the only one on the planet to feel that, and suddenly you read about you. Well, another person can have exactly the same impression, but it won't be the same. That's why when we see an adaptation of a movie, of a book we deeply loved, 100% of the time we hate the movie because it doesn't correspond at all to what we felt, and we feel that the film director betrayed it a bit. Well, no, he didn't, but that's the interpretation. So interpreting a piece from a musician point of view, from a conductor point of view, or from an audience point of view is not trying to distort it. It's to receive it, to experience it through the prism of who we are. And the fact that we are different, but we are also together experiencing the same music, the same emotion, collectively, on the same time, in the same place, is something absolutely miraculous and necessary.
Thank you so much for sharing all your thoughts with us, Louis Langres.
Thank you very much.